Li'ilui Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha.
We are continuing in Siman Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch here starts with some halachos, what to do with the water that we use to wash Netilas Yadayim. The Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't wash Netilas Yadayim over the ground, but rather into a kli. Why? Because there's Ruach Ra in the water, and the water shouldn't be in a place on the ground. People are going to walk there, and they can be injured. It can be harmful to walk on the water of that was used for Netilas Yadayim, as the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Tes. And therefore, you pour it into a kli, and then either pour it into the down the sink or dispose of it some way. And that's what a person should do. You're also not supposed to get hana from the water used for Netilas Yadayim. So you shouldn't, let's say, gather it up and from the kli and feed it to your animal, because the Mishnah Berurah says, because that's getting hana from them. And again, it shouldn't be poured anywhere in the house where someone might come to walk on it, but it should be disposed of. So nowadays people pour it down the sink, which is fine. There's an interesting discussion. What about pouring it into the sink in the kitchen? So some say you shouldn't do that because there's Ruach Ra in the water. But Rav Nemetzal says it's okay in his Mishneh Berurah. Why? Because you're going to wash the dishes anyway. People always wash the dishes that are in the sink before they use them. So since it's going to be rinsed off anyway, Rav Nemetzal says you can pour out the Neglevasser water into the sink. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud Aleph that you can't have someone else wash Neglevasser on your hands who didn't wash themselves. Let's say a person's in the hospital and you have a nurse's aide who's going to wash your hands for you. If that person hasn't washed their own Neglevasser, that Neglevasser doesn't count. Why? So the Achronim explain, the Pasuk says, V'hiza hatohar al hatame, that you need a tohar person to pour the water onto you onto the tummy person to make you taller. So therefore, that doesn't work. I gave an example. So there's a discussion. Well, what about when you wash for yourself? Your left hand's tummy, when it's pouring onto the right hand. So the Achronim explain, no, when you're in the process of trying to become tahor, that's okay. You're already in the process. But here, if there's a person who's not washing Neglevasser, and they're not going to wash, so that person is tummy and they're happy and they're satisfied with their status of tumah, so they can't wash your hands for you. So Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz Shlita explained, this is one of the reasons given why you're supposed to wash Neglevasser b'seirugin, back and forth, right hand, left hand, right, left, right, left, as opposed to right, 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 left, 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 but rather right, left, right, left, right, left. Why? Because he explained that let's say you wash the right hand twice, so then it's ahead of the left hand. So now, let's say you wash the right hand twice, and then the left hand once. So now, if the hand you're using to wash the other hand isn't tahor enough, it has to be close to the level of the hand that's tameh, that you want to make tahor now, so it's not going to work. So that's why if you let's say pour three times on the right hand, well then by the second or third time, the left hand is not tahor enough to make the right hand tahor, because it has to be the tahor making the tameh hand tahor. So therefore, that's a good shot. That's one of the reasons why you have to pour b'seirugin, that the levels of the hand becoming tahor cannot be too far ahead of the hand that's pouring onto it to make it tahor, because of the halacha of hiza tahor ala tame. But then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a halacha that if you dip your hands into water, that counts to make them clean for davening. That's for the Rashba and for the Rush, but it doesn't work to remove the Ruach Ra. So later on, when you get a kli, some sort of a running water, then you would wash again later on to remove the Ruach Ra. We saw before you don't need a kli to remove the Ruach Ra, but you have to pour the water on your hands sometimes, either with running water or with a kli that's not a kosher kli. But when you dip your hands into the water, the Mishnah Berurah explains that it doesn't work. Why? Because as soon as you dip your hands into the water, it makes the water tame. It makes the water tame. So that's not good. So now you can't use it to get rid of the ruach ra, and therefore later you would wash your hands later to remove the ruach ra. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch says in Seif Yud, gives details how to wash your hands for when you wash your hands for Negavasar. And he says as follows. We want to emphasize the right hand over the left. So you want to pour the water on your right hand first, and you want to fill the cup up in your right hand first. So you fill the cup up in your right hand, then transfer it to your left hand, and then pour the water on your right hand first, then left, right, left, right, left. So that way you filled up the cup when your right hand was holding it, and you pour it on your right hand first. Oh, why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kidei sheyiskaber yamin shu chesed al smol shehudin," because the right side represents kaviyachol Hashem's right side, which is chesed, and the left represents Hashem's left side, kaviyachol, which is din, judgment. And we want to have a remez that the right side should have strength over the left. We want Hashem to use His midah of chesed, of rachamim, more than din. Should have more chesed, more rachamim, and therefore we emphasize the right over the left. Here too, a lefty also would follow what other people do, meaning a lefty would fill up the water holding the cup in his right hand, and then also wash his right hand first, because this idea of right and left, our right and left sides sort of line up, kaviyachol, with Hashem's right and left sides. This is a beautiful idea. Hashem's right side, Hashem's strong side is chesed. Hashem employs his midah of chesed more, the most. And Hashem's left side is din. Hashem does punish us, he does have din, but that's the weaker side, in a sense, kaviyachol, as opposed to the stronger side of the right side. I heard a whole beautiful pshat about this from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, which I will explain in the separate shir following this one. Oh, that's the right over the left. And then we have Seif Yud Gimel, what to do when you're up the whole night. And this will help us a little bit review back to what we had in the beginning of the Machokas, the Rashba, and the Rush. If you're up the whole night, so the Shulchan Aruch says it's a suffix whether you have to wash in the morning. Why is it a suffix? Well, number one, it's a suffix whether there's Ruach Ra, because we're not sure what generates the Ruach Ra, sleeping or nighttime. And furthermore, it's a suffix whether you're chayv to wash your hands as far as the Takanas Chazal, because it depends which shita you go by. If you follow the Rush, well, if you're up the whole night, then chances are your hands are not dirty, and you wouldn't have to wash your hands with a bracha. But according to the Rashba, Pashup Shat, a person has a chiyuv once a day, every day, to wash his hands, to show he's starting his day to serve Hashem, like a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and you would have to wash, even if you're up the whole night. Therefore, it's a suffix, so the Ramah concludes, v'yitzrein below bracha. So if a person is up the whole night, the Shulchan Aruch's original psak is, our psak is, at this point, to wash without a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, we try to avoid suffix in Hilchos Brachos. I've heard people say the following, suffix in Hilchos Brachos are like Rechov Ben Yehuda. It's something you want to avoid. You want to avoid a suffix in Hilchos Brachos. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. There's a way to avoid the suffix. And the way is, if we can make ourselves chayev to wash, also according to the Rush, so then you can wash with a bracha if you're up the whole night. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends. If someone's up the whole night, like on the night of Shavuos, then you should go to the bathroom. When a person goes to the bathroom and then he cleans himself, his hands get a little dirty, and then now he's going to wash, and when he washes now, Now, Ozakuyamo Yishayev Levarich. Now you chayev to wash and say the bracha according to everyone. The Rashba we had already, because we assume according to the Rashba there's a takana once a day, every day, to wash your hands to get ready for your new day of Avodas Hashem. And number two, according to the Rush, your hands are dirty now. And that's what you're supposed to do Shavuos morning. You would use the bathroom, your hands are now a little dirty, then you would wash your hands, and now, when you wash your hands now you can say a bracha, and that's the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion, and that's what people follow. There's another time that this happens that people aren't always aware of. When you're flying from America, let's say New York to Israel, so it's very common that you daven shachris without having slept. Because you get on the airplane, and you're supposed to daven shachris when it gets light outside. It often gets light a few hours after takeoff. If you take the midnight flight, 3 hours later, 4 hours later, it's light outside. A lot of people don't sleep on the airplane between 12 and 4. A lot of people either learn then, or some people stay awake convincing their friends not to watch the movies, something like that. So a lot of people are awake when the whole night on the airplane, and therefore, this halacha of the Mishnah Berurah would apply there too. If a person wants to daven now, after when your watch says 4 a.m., but it's light outside on the airplane, you're going to daven shachris. So you'd go to the bathroom, and when you clean yourself, your hands get a little dirty. So now you can wash, and you can say the bracha according to everyone. Oh. So here there's an interesting discussion regarding Shavuos morning. You see, a lot of shuls, the learning goes a little bit past Alos HaShachar, and davening starts, let's say, 40 minutes or half an hour before sunrise, before Netzach Hama. So really, you're learning, even though it's already daytime, it's after Alos HaShachar. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and other poskim say, you're allowed to keep on learning. You don't have to go right away and wash your hands at Alos HaShachar. Since you're in the middle of learning, you're osek in that mitzvah, you can keep on going. And then later, when it's time to daven, you would go do what the Mishnah Berurah says, and you would use the bathroom, and then wash your hands, and they'll be a little dirty. Then you can wash your hands according to everyone. If you're not learning, if you're just like sitting around or something, so then really one is supposed to wash their hands right at Alos HaShachar to remove the rachra immediately at Alos HaShachar. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Halicho Shlomo Hilcho Shavuos, Higiyas man Alos HaShachar v'osek b'limut b'talmud Torah b'tfila ein otzarech lahafsik v'lito yadav miyad.
If you don't have to be careful not to touch, you know, the eyes or anything, you got to keep on going. And then when it's time to daven, you use the bathroom and wash negavaser. Oh.
So here, just one last point regarding someone who sleeps wearing gloves. So I mentioned this a few shiurim ago. This is mentioned here in the Ber Halacha here on our Amud. If a person is wearing gloves, according to the Rush, he wouldn't be chayiv to wash in the morning, so you'd have the same suffix. So Rav Simcha Bina Makoin recommends that a person who wore gloves when he slept should do the Mishnah Berurah's recommendation. He should, when it's time to daven now, he should make his hands dirty, either touch a part of the body that's unclean, or use the bathroom, as we explained. So Rav Simcha Bina Makoin whole explains that once you see that Ber Halacha, and you know the Mishnah Berurah's recommendation regarding up the whole night, we should apply the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed, the Ber Halacha that discusses wearing gloves. Oh. Okay, we'll stop here for this Amud. We'll stop.